We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So one thing that I learned when I got here was that there's a lot of praise for what the Clemson Tiger football program has done and become. And again, deserved, right? You are the pinnacle right now. You are the standard bearer right now. Every program around the country, every one of them is looking up at Clemson right now and asking, how do we get there? How do we be what they are right this very second? How do we make that happen? And that is a well-deserved accolade. It absolutely is a well-deserved accolade. But I also got told when I got here that Clemson fans are remarkably sensitive about their program. Remarkably sensitive about their program. And even the littlest critique or criticism will drive them up a wall. And I got to tell you, I didn't believe it. But right now I'm in a situation where I'm kind of like, I see it. I see where it's coming from. I really do. Because I can sit here and for 95% of a segment tell you I'm not dragging Clemson. I respect Clemson. Clemson did everything right. They followed the protocols. They followed it the way it's supposed to be played out. To a T. But then in that last 2 minutes, I can go, but Dabo making comments about FSU's decision, I think, is inappropriate. And Lord, in a day, I become the worst dude on the radio in the upstate. And it's a little shocking to me, to tell you the truth. I'm not saying Dabo did anything wrong, with the exception of I don't feel like he, the head coach of the job, the guy that is supposed to be the face of not just your program, but of all of college football, calling out this program and saying, oh, they're scared and they should forfeit and all that. I don't think that's the role of the head coach. That was it. That's all I said. Now I'm like the worst dude in South Carolina. I don't get it. 844-477-3776. 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Chris is calling in to talk a little bit of Dabo and Clemson from over in Simpsonville. Chris, appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, man. Great to have you on the show.
What's happening, Rob? Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the air with you. And I'm going to speak from your seat. I also have had the opportunity to be in sports media, hosting a sports talk radio show in the upstate. Also, not a Clemson or Carolina guy, although born and raised here in the upstate. Actually had the chance to be on the flagship station for Clemson Sports, purposely with a show designed to talk about something outside of those two arenas. And I know exactly what you're talking about. It's almost monolithic in the way the fan base views it, where an attack on any part is viewed as an attack on everything, meaning it is not possible to give credit and praise to Clemson while saying anything that is construed as negative towards Dabo, because they are all-encompassing, one and the same in their eyes, when you have to be nuanced enough to understand the differences between them. And at this point, Rob, it's a pattern. This is not something that is just a one-time shoot-off-at-the-mouth thing that Dabo has done. It is consistently proven every single time. Dabo Swinney is faced with the decision of saying the right thing, saying a, I guess I'll say, a non-inflammatory thing, or saying something that is going to stoke and feed the fan base. He leans towards the stoke and feed the fan base line every single time. It's happened when he had his anti-Kaepernick comments. It's happened with comments around Black Lives Matter. It's happened with comments around paying players. In every instance, when he has had an opportunity to either say the right thing, say nothing at all, or say something inflammatory, he chooses inflammatory because that's what riles up his fan base. It's almost evangelistic preacherish in its way, the way that he does it, where you have an opportunity to say nothing or you can whip your fan base into a frenzy. And for him, he understands what keeps him in power, and it's that frenzied fan base. So he's going to do all he can to get them whipped up. I applaud Clemson for how they've handled this. I applaud Florida State for how they've handled this. But again, this is nothing but par for the course for Dabo Swinney when it comes to his ability to have public relations, his ability to make statements in the media, and it's why the local fan base feeds it up and defends it with all of their fervor. But nationally, it is an old, tired act and only becomes more tired through the years.
I have one question to ask you after response to all that. Is Dabo Swinney running for office? Is Dabo Swinney running for czar of college football? No, that's not his job to placate fans in Texas and Oregon and Pennsylvania. It's his job to placate his fans here locally. So he's doing his job.
Sure, and he's welcome to do his job, and he does his job extremely well. But what that does not do is shield him from criticism from people who are outside of that fan base. And that's what he and the rest of the fan base are just going to have to deal with. They suck it up and say, oh, you know what? Maybe somebody else views this as something negative, but this is my guy. He's doing it for me, so I'm okay with it. Now, does that make them myopic? Of course it does. Does it have them actually looking at the bigger picture? Never, because all they're concerned with is the success of their guy and their team. Now, if they want to be that myopic around it and that narrow-minded, knock yourself out. I'm not telling you the way to be a sports fan. You do whatever you want to do. But when everybody else doesn't fall in line and they look at Clemson fans as being a quote-unquote cult or kooky, this is the reason why.
Yeah, Chris, I appreciate the phone call, man. Great to have you on the show. And look, I almost to some degree, let me rephrase that. I'm gonna ex-nay the metaphor I was about to use, because here's the thing. I think Dabo Swinney's a pretty genuine guy. I think he's a pretty genuine cat. I think he says what he feels and he sticks by his convictions, even if they are not necessarily down the path of what is the mainstream perspective on things. And I think that is what has gotten him the... I cannot emphasize to you guys how delicate I'm trying to be with my words, because I understand that one thing. I saw actually somebody a minute ago just texted me that Dabo has the air about him of a cult leader. And that, you know, he can go against the mainstream. And if anybody calls him to the carpet, he just comes out and says, oh, I'm being persecuted. They're only hating on me because they hate me. And people rally to his defense. Again, the examples Chris just brought up in that phone call. The Black Lives Matter movement is in full swing and Dabo wears a t-shirt that says football matters. Did he mean for that to be? No. Had he worn that t-shirt in the past? Yeah. But as somebody who is literally doing it right this second, you got to be careful about what you say and when you say it, because what you say and how you say things has as much context, has as much weight as to the literal words that you say. And that's what I'm thinking here. My dear friend Susan. At Parker's_Tiger, my dear friend Susan Lloyd, who is phenomenal person and who is leading a photography class that I'm in right now. Thanks, Susan. She says, I hear everything you're saying, but please, please, please show me where Coach Sweeney said FSU was scared to play. I have yet to find where he said that. A lot of fans have, but I haven't seen where he said it. Here are the two quotes that Dabo put out there. Quote, this game, and I'm going to read these to you, Deason, without exaggerating them at all. I'm going to read you word for word. I want you to give me your reaction to what you feel like Dabo was saying here. Quote, this game was not canceled because of COVID. COVID was just an excuse to cancel the game. End quote. And then quote, period. They canceled the game. In my opinion, they forfeited the game. End quote. If you were going to read a level deeper into what Dabo's saying there, Diesel, what would you say was his message?
I don't know.
Mine is, they're scared. That's it. That's what I read out of that. This game was not canceled because of COVID. COVID was just an excuse to cancel the game. An excuse to cancel the game means that there was another underlying reason to not play the game. Otherwise, there wouldn't need to be an excuse for it, right? So what would be the underlying reason, in Dabo's opinion, that FSU needed a, quote, excuse to cancel the game? What would be that other reason? I only got one that I can think of that Dabo would mean.
So people always say that college football coaches are boring, that they're dull, that they don't actually say anything, that all we ever hear is coach speak, that they're reading from the same playbook every time they do an interview. And then you get a coach who doesn't do that, and then everyone rips them for it. There's an extreme double standard. And I'm not even a hardcore Clemson fan.
Right.
You know, but you can't have it both ways. You can't say we want a guy who actually says something, and then when he says something, go, well, we didn't really want you to say something. That doesn't make any sense.
But it doesn't give a coach who's going to break. That's why coaches are boring. That's why coaches don't ever say anything. That's why.
Yeah, but you know how you beat that? You don't care what people think about you.
Oh, and clearly Dabo doesn't.
Yeah, that's how you win. That's how you beat the PC police who tell you that you can't say something. You don't care if they get mad at you.
Okay, so cool. That is the same line of thinking that has let a lot of people off the hook for a lot of things. Oh, he's just being persecuted by the PC police. No, sometimes when you have Dabo Sweeney is not Rob Brown, right? And Rob Brown is not, and I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound like such an egocentric thing to say, but let me get to my point before you get mad at me for being an egomaniac. Rob Brown is not the same as the guy who's walking down the sidewalk between my apartment buildings right now. If that guy stands out there on the apartment complex sidewalk and yells out something that is entirely against the mainstream, right? Nobody's going to care. It's just some random dude walking down the street, whatever. It doesn't matter. Now, if Rob Brown gets on ESPN Upstate and says something that is way offensive and against the mainstream, there are repercussions for me because this gives weight to what I say. This puts responsibility on what I say and how it can impact people. I'm not saying I have some great role of leadership in the Upstate. I don't. I've been here 9 months. I'm a blip, okay? But I do have some weight, some level of responsibility that most people in our market don't have. Same for you, Diesel. Same for Mark Ryan. Same for Lonzo. And same for every other person in that building who makes their living sitting behind a microphone and wordsing into them, right? Dabo Sweeney has tenfold exponentially more weight to what he says because he does have people that follow him. He does have people that listen to him, that are influenced to him. And maybe I do and maybe I don't. But he definitely does have that weight and that responsibility because he influences, he affects people. So what he says starts to matter. And when he starts saying that a team is scared, and hell, he didn't say that. He didn't say
except in the quote, he didn't say that.
Right. But again, I'm a words guy. Okay, I'm a words guy. I've always been a words guy. Words matter the way. If it wasn't for words having more weight than just the literal words, we wouldn't have respect for the great speech writers in history, right? Dabo Swinney said, the game was not canceled because of COVID. COVID was just an excuse to cancel the game, end quote. Now, again, because words have deeper meanings than what they are literally meant on a page. To say COVID was just an excuse to cancel the games. An excuse is a pardoning for your real reason. By definition, that's what an excuse is. When you offer an excuse, you are pardoning the actual cause, the actual reason of whatever you're doing. The dog ate my homework is an excuse for you didn't do your homework in time as you were assigned and expected to do, so you put an excuse somewhere else. If Dabo says COVID was an excuse to cancel the game, that means that Dabo Swinney has some other reason he believes was the actual reason for the cancellation of the game. And he didn't offer that reason. So maybe it's unfair of me to just read into and assume the reason. But I don't have any other reason to work off of other than he thinks FSU was scared of taking a B-slapping. Which they were going to do. Let's be clear. They were 35.5 point dogs. That line may have even moved a couple more points before it started. I didn't check. But for the sake of what I know it was, they were 35.5 point dogs. The only thing I can think that Dabo would assume was a reason for canceling the game, and therefore the use of COVID was an excuse for that reason, is that FSU was afraid to take an ass whooping, which I don't see. They've been taking butt whoopings all year. Why is one more suddenly that's the line? That's where FSU didn't want to go. They've already been handed it all year long, but now all of a sudden they don't want to get handed one. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me at all. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Let's take a real quick break. We come back here in just a minute. Your phone calls are still welcome. Text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Let's take a break. We're back after this on The Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, bunch of texts that have come in, bunch of tweets that have come in. Let's run through those. 71307 is the text line. Start your text with ESPN. Tweet me at the Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. Here is a handful of them. At ESPN, there is no doubt that Dabo is a good coach and hires great coaches and recruits very well. Clemson needs to hire an even better PR department and have the stones to tell Dabo to STFU and not get in front of a mic, end quote. Another text, ESPN, social injustice issues with Dabo were originally Dabo's the new face on NCAA football. Why hasn't he spoken up enough yet? He then spoke, and they said he didn't say the right thing. So much Clemson and Dabo hate. I guess it's what happens when you reach the top of the mountain. The word hate is one that I hate. Because it gets to a point where, and I'm again, I have to be so careful in separating my metaphors away from what I'm actually saying is happening here. I think hater and hatin' and hate has become this this pardon the expression, safe space where people can do something genuinely awful and somebody goes, hey, that things that you're doing is awful, and then they go, oh, you're just a hater. No. No, I'm calling you out because you have a level of social responsibility to own up to. At ESPN, Rob, why do we have protocols or rules if everyone gets to decide when they want to abide by them? Dabo said COVID wasn't the reason FSU canceled the game. It was a reason to cancel, and that's 100% accurate. He said COVID was, and that's the other part. FSU says, hey, we're not playing this game because of COVID. Dabo says COVID wasn't the reason they canceled the game. So on top of all of that, he's bold-faced calling FSU a bunch of liars, which is also great, right? FSU says we're not playing because of COVID. And Dabo says that game was not canceled because of COVID. COVID was an excuse to cancel the game. So he's calling FSU a bunch of liars as well. Don't know if that's the place for your head coach to go, but that's just me. At ESPN, regarding Clemson, it's not a pattern. It's a cult. Prove me wrong. At ESPN, be careful, Rob. The orange people will kidnap you while you're sleeping and take you to their cloning facility where you'll emerge a whining, you'll emerge a whining baby, in other words, a Clemson fan. At ESPN, Dabo always throws red meat to the base. It's pathetic giving what Clemson is. Why can't he and the diehards act like they've been there before? What he said was disrespectful to FSU, his players, and good sense. You're right that he's genuine, Rob. Genuine in his disregard for decency. Put my name on it, Jeffrey in Spartanburg, end quote. And I guess maybe that's another little aspect of it. The way that he is phrasing it, he's outright calling FSU a bunch of liars, right? They said we're not playing because of COVID concern. He said COVID is not the reason they canceled that game, direct quote. Yeah, it does come off a little bit disrespectful. It does come off a little bit disrespectful. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, to some people that's okay, and to some people it's not. If you're okay with that, then cool. That's your thing.
Well, this goes into what I had said in the last segment, and then
I rudely interrupted you.
And then then you really interrupted me, and I didn't get a chance to get back in here. When I said in the last segment that the only way to beat the offended masses is to not care what they think, I should denote that there is a very important distinction. And that distinction is the difference between saying something that is intentionally derogatory and hateful. I got no problem with people being offended over that kind of stuff. It's a lot of four-letter words and epithets that we're not allowed to say on the radio. Versus expressing an opinion and then wading through the veritable wheat field of virtue signalers and pearl clutchers. Because there's a lot of those people out there. I mean, like, is what Dabo, like, this is what we're talking about. We spent an hour and a half talking about the inferences of what Dabo might have meant. Like, get upset over something he actually says.
No, I am, though.
But he didn't say that. Whatever it is you think he said, you're so upset that we've spent an hour and a half ranting on this. I can see your face over there. It's bright red.
You can? Did you put a camera in my apartment, you weirdo?
Yes, I did. And I know what you did last night, okay?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Remind me to check my air conditioning vents, everybody.
But there's a very big distinction. Like, everybody's acting like he just dropped a bunch of four-letter words, but he didn't. He didn't.
I read you the quote, right? I read you exactly what he said.
This is why people don't feel comfortable having an opinion, because every time you have an opinion, you get slapped for it.
No,
there's a line, and I want to bring this up, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to stop here. There's a line, famous line, from what I know, one of your favorite hip-hop artists of all time, Dr. Dre, says, "It's not that I'm too big to listen to the rumors. It's just that I'm too damn big to pay attention to it." At this point, Dabo Swinney, you got to be too big to pay attention to it. Don't let it affect your behavior. Don't let it affect your willingness to speak out.
So the thing about having an opinion, and this is here, you ready for the anti-PC police? Sometimes people's opinions are bad. A racist opinion is a bad opinion. Do we agree on that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so opinions can be bad, and opinions can be hurtful and can be harmful to some degree. In fact, I would even go so far, and I'm not going to make this a big sticking point of conversation, but the point that I'm going here, I think it's understood. The biggest reason that so many people are anti-Donald Trump isn't because of Donald Trump's policies at all. They play into it. But the biggest reason that so many people are anti-Donald Trump, and the biggest reason that so many people love him, is because of the way that the guy speaks and handles and talks on a microphone. And the fact that a lot of people love that his opinions are against the mainstream, and they feel like these bad opinions or good opinions, whatever side you're on, have a lot of impact on the way that the world works. The way that Dabo Swinney operates has a lot of weight in the way that college football operates. He is the number one coach in football right now. Nick Saban is number two. Maybe Saban takes that mantle back with another national championship this year. We'll see. But right now, Dabo Swinney is the coach in college football. And so therefore, his opinions impact the way that college football operates. And considering how dangerous this pandemic is, with 250,000 people dead from it, okay? Considering how dangerous this pandemic is, the way that college football operates within the pandemic is important. And what Dabo says, his opinions and the way that he says things have an impact. And so for him to call FSU liars, which is what he's doing here. You can tell me that I'm reading too deep into it, but FSU said, "We're not playing this game because of COVID." And Dabo said, Dabo said, quote, "This game was not canceled because of COVID." Without saying they're liars, that's saying they're liars. If Diesel says to me, "I like metal music," and I come on the air and says, "Diesel does not like metal music," I am calling Diesel a liar without saying that he's a liar. That's the case here. And the problem I have is twofold. Yes, it is disrespectful to FSU. It is. It just flat out is. You don't have to like it, but it is. You're calling him a liar. Number two, you're calling him a liar. And the third biggest issue that I have with this is that if we get to a point where teams protecting themselves from the coronavirus is considered weak or bad, that's a problem for college football. I would rather 9 out of 10 teams bow out of a game because they don't want to get it handed to them, and the one team that genuinely has an issue not feel compelled to force themselves into a situation where student athletes are at risk from the coronavirus. than the other way around. That's my problem with this. That's where I'm coming from this. That's the issue I have in this, right? Rob, you trying to assume what Dabo means, it means an ass of you and me, just saying. I'm not assuming it. I'm quoting him word for word. FSU said, we are not playing because of coronavirus. Dabo said, quote, word for word, this game was not canceled because of COVID. COVID was just an excuse to cancel the game. What am I misconstruing there? What am I getting wrong? What about that? Is it directly contradicting FSU saying we're not playing because of coronavirus? Here are the facts. There's a guy on the team that tested positive. He did not practice Monday and Tuesday because he was symptomatic. He passed the test. He came back and practiced Wednesday and Thursday. He traveled with the team on Friday, and he was with the team on Saturday until the positive test came back, in which case he was isolated and sent back to Clemson. Those are the facts of what happened. Meaning that, also a fact, is that this player had multiple repeated hours of contact with the team for four consecutive days before he was separated. That 4 days led right up till almost game time on Saturday. Diesel, you got it, and it kicked your ass. If somebody came to you and said to you that, let's say you had a house party on Saturday, and then the guy throwing the house party called you and said, hey, man, one of the roommates in my house just tested positive for the coronavirus, but we isolated him this morning, and we sent him away from the house. So he won't be there at the party. But I got to tell you, we've all been in contact with him for hours a day over the past 4 days. Would you send your girlfriend over to that party, Diesel?
No.
No. So what's the problem? So what's the problem here? Why is FSU the bad guy for saying they wouldn't send their girlfriend to that party? Well, some of y'all might say, yeah, I'm not going to live afraid. I'm not scared. I'm going to go. Okay, cool. That's your decision, and that's your prerogative. But slapping around somebody else for not going to the party, that's not a good opinion to have. And that's where this is coming from. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. ESPN, you assumed he meant that they were scared. I am open to anything else. What other reason would Dabo think FSU had to cancel the game? I'm listening. Text line's open. I'm reading them as they come in. What other reason would Dabo have said? He said COVID was an excuse, which means that he believes there is another reason. The only other reason that I am aware of that anybody has offered so far is FSU didn't want to take a butt whooping in their own house. AKA they were scared of it. Give me another reason to bank on, and I will be thrilled to hear it. But so far, literally, no one else has. No one else. Let's see. ESPN Rob, what part of all in, and as Mark would say from experience, Clemson is like a family. Don't you guys understand? And to the last caller, there is a reason you used to host here. Hashtag know your surroundings. I mean, yeah, look, if my, I'll tell you this. If my uncle stands on the sidewalk and starts yelling terrible things, I'm not going to sit there and defend him because he's family, right? It's just me. Maybe I don't get it. Is there a line that Dabo could cross? Let me ask you that way. Is there a line Dabo could cross? Maybe this isn't it for you, and that's okay. It's fine. But is there a line that he could cross before you'd go, nope, he doesn't represent me anymore? Because if the answer is no, then it, by definition, is a cult, right? If anything he says goes, that's cult. So where is there a line? At FSU, ESPN, I would be angry, too, if the game was canceled for one player who tested negative all week and then was isolated with negative tests. One player is not enough to cancel the game for. Miami is a great example of a team that has been ravaged by COVID, and they still get to play, and they win. I'm glad Dabo called out FSU. The protocols that have been understood weren't followed by FSU. Just seems like you can use COVID to get out of difficult games, Ohio State v. Maryland, Alabama v. LSU. If you think for a sec, that this is the case. I am going to respectfully disagree with you, right? So here's the thing. No protocols were broken. FSU didn't break protocols. Clemson didn't break protocols. Nobody broke any protocols. That's why I've said a few times, the issue at the top, at the core of this conversation is not Clemson doing something wrong or FSU doing something wrong. The issue at the top of this conversation to me is there's a hole in the protocols here that needs to be fixed. How to do it? I don't know. I don't know. 844-GSP-ESPN. Take a quick break. We'll come back. I got a bunch of tweets. I'm going to read through those coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. Wes, Rick, I'm coming to you. I want to address one text, and then the phone lines are all yours for the rest of the segment. At ESPN, I think Dabo was just pissed off because the game was canceled and did not think before he spoke. Yes, I actually agree with you. I think that's correct, too. At least I hope that's correct. But again, in a position of that level, you have to think before you speak. For the record, I have to do that every day. There's a reason that Diesel and I don't come in here and just wing the show for 3 hours. Because we might say some dumb stuff that gets us, you know, fired outright. Maybe he did think before he spoke. That's problematic too. All right, let's get a couple of phone calls in here at 844-GSP-ESPN. Wes is calling in from over in Spartanburg. Wes, welcome to the show. Appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, man. Great to have you on the air. Wes, are you there, bud? All right, go ahead and put Wes on hold. We'll try to come back to him here in just a minute. Let's get Rick in here next up. Rick, thanks for taking a minute, buddy. Great to have you back on the show.
I think we're worrying about the wrong thing, Rob. How about who has tested positive today for the next game? Has he said anything? I agree with you. I'm a Clemson fan, but I agree with you. Has he tested the people for the next game? How many people, if he was around, if that player was around all the team, how many players do you think is going to test positive?
That, and that's going to be the interesting thing. In fact, Diesel and I were talking about that during the break, Rick, where I said, I will be a little bit surprised, to tell you the truth, if there aren't a couple, two, three, four, five positive tests for Clemson.
This may cost him the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, it really might.
If he misses,
you can't have another game canceled.
Right.
No.
And listen, I understand Dabo's frustration. I get it. My issue is not with his frustration, because I get it. Because here's the reality. They've missed. They got the L to Notre Dame. They've missed the FSU game because, honestly, I don't know where you can put that game to make it up. And if they miss multiple games, or if they have a number of starters that test positive and they lose another game, I'm not planning on it, then their chances of hitting the playoffs goes down. Now, the good news for them is that the playoff committee has already said that there is not a minimum games requirement, a minimum number of games that must be played for a team to make it in.
Bull crap.
That's what they're saying right now. That's
going to cost the Big Ten. That's the reason Big Ten teams, maybe Ohio State, that's the reason the Big Ten teams are not going to make the playoffs, is because you got to have a body of work. And if Clemson loses another game, there's not that body of work.
Okay? I agree with that. And Rick, I think you're spot on. The big concern for Clemson right now, it's been great. And Rick, I appreciate the phone call. Great to have you on the show again. The big concern that I have here, forget FSU. All right, let's put all of what we've been talking about this show. Let's put all that in hindsight. Okay, let's just set that off to the side and table it for just a second. My concern now is, and again, Clemson has done nothing wrong, okay? I'm getting the hell beat out of me on the text line and on Twitter right now for attack. Clemson didn't do anything wrong. The only concern I have is Dabo's reaction to it. But Clemson leading up to this game did nothing wrong. Now, with that in the back pocket, we now know factually, this is not an opinion, this is a fact, that there is a player that was with the team Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning who was coronavirus positive. All right? Now, if you want to have some fun with it, you want to have some fun with it. Let's throw a little conspiracy theory in there, right? Let's put on the aluminum hat for just a minute. Let's put on the tinfoil hat for just a second. Here's your conspiracy. The testing that runs during the week at these schools is arranged by the schools. Two negatives for that player. The testing that's run on Friday that gets the results back on Saturday, the one that came back positive, that one is an independent third-party testing service. So this kid who was asymptomatic Monday and Tuesday was tested twice by a clinic arranged by Clemson, tested negative both times. First test he took by an independent verified testing agency came back positive. There's your conspiracy theory. Run with it. I'm not going to. Now, factually, we know this kid was with the team 4 days. We know who's around. If I'm Clemson, I am way more concerned with making sure that my guys on the team today didn't contract it from that cat. That's my number one concern at this point. Quick break. Back to wrap up hour number two. We'll talk sports in hour three. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. All right, last thing I'll say about this, and then we'll let it go. We'll talk some actual football coming up in the next segment. After LSU canceled their game against Alabama, or postponed it against Alabama, here's what Nick Saban had to say. Quote, "Well, we had some really good practices, and we got some guys healthy, and, you know, we certainly look forward to playing a game, but I think we kind of expect disruptions during the season, so how we handle them is probably the most important thing right now." After FSU Clemson got canceled, Dabo Swinney said, "This game was not canceled because of COVID. COVID was just an excuse to cancel this game." I'm not saying that Dabo Swinney needs to be Nick Saban. Of course he doesn't. Dabo Swinney has built what he's built at Clemson because he's Dabo Swinney. I have not faulted Dabo Swinney for the majority of the things that a lot of the national media has brought down on Dabo Swinney. But without using the words, they're lying, he's called an entire university program liars. And whether he's just, our buddy Cole Bryson texted him and said that Dabo also went on to say that he believed the players and the coaches were ready to play, but that it was the administration that canceled it. Well, Mike Norvell came out and had a press conference today where he said, "Hey, look, we're not going to let that type of coronavirus threat come into our facilities and threaten the rest of our season, no matter who it is." So FSU is basically saying this was a unified front. I'm going to say this and leave it, all right? You guys are still welcome to bring it up at 844-477-3776. Text us 71307, 71307. I don't think Clemson did anything wrong. I have told you guys before, and this doesn't change, I am envious of what Clemson has built for the Tiger program and what Dabo Swinney has built for the Tiger program. I think this one situation was handled poorly. Doesn't mean I hate Clemson or I'm trying to knock them down or it doesn't mean any of that. It just means one situation went squirrely. I think we've all got to recognize one little thing's going to go wrong no matter how good you are at what you do. All right, we're going to break down the weekends for the football games. We come back on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.